This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. He's almost here. All right, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 and FM 93.7, the answer here in Tampa, Florida. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That in particular goes for the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And by the way, let's not forget FedEx, UPS, and the postal guys out there hauling the bulk mail wherever it needs to go, and all the packages, too. Speaking of packages, Amazon and the warehouse, thanks for what you do. And to the Amazon drivers, thanks for listening to the program. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as Captain's America on all of those. Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, we got some people out on the porch that have been waiting to do this all night long. The temperature's been holding up, so they're in like Flynn. 67 degrees in Tampa, Florida, and we're going up into the panhandle where I think it's a little cooler. Frank Sovallo, undergroundusa.com, is with us. There they are. There they are. Yep. Thank you, guys. Okay. Yep. They love you, Frank. They love you.
And they stopped all in unison. It's amazing. These guys are coordinated.
They know their cue. They know their cue. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. The FTX founder, Sam the Bankman, that's what I'm going to call him, never mind the last name, but Sam the Bankman was released on a $250 million bond after his arraignment. Now, this is the largest bond ever for a case of this nature, but there's some really strange things around this, like, how much money did he actually have to put up? Well, $1 million in cash. His parents had to use their home as collateral, and a neighbor put their home up as collateral. So the two homes, the $1 million in cash, about $5 million, maybe $6 million, on the $250 million, it just doesn't add up. Somebody got a deal.
Well, you got special treatment. Obviously, normally it's 10% of the bail that's asked for by the judge. So they made a special special deal with him. And so if that's the rubric that is being put into place here, you can almost tell what any kind of judgment's going to be like and what any kind of penalty is going to be like.
Yeah.
The guy embezzled. That's basically it. You know, everybody wants to focus on the crypto aspect of this. They shouldn't, because it just gives the government an open door to try to regulate a decentralized type of currency and investment thing. There's enough laws on the books that the SEC should have been applying that
right.
they didn't.
Right.
That makes this makes Enron look like nothing.
Yep.
You know, he embezzled. He embezzled billions of dollars, and he thought that he could fly under the radar and have the authorities kept at bay because he was dishing out tens of millions of dollars to political people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he saw it sounds cynical, but he saw what the Bidens were doing with China and Ukraine and thought that a private citizen who wasn't in the club could do the same thing.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so let's see what justice mets out when someone who's not in the quote-unquote club that does what the Bidens did in the private sector, do they get punished? Do they get special treatment? Or do they get to walk?
Well, his girlfriend and a pal of theirs had pled guilty to criminal fraud charges and are cooperating with the feds. That doesn't spell it very well for Sam the Bankman. But the thing of it is they're trying, and I can see what's happening here, they're going to try very hard to keep a lot of the big names out of this. It's bad enough that some of these movie stars got involved in this, including Tom Brady, the football quarterback, because they're all going to get dragged into this somehow.
Well, and I don't see how anybody could be culpable for saying, hey, I think this is a great investment, because if they were all being sold a bill of goods that was tainted and corrupt and they fell for it, it just proves that they're not very intelligent, endorsers.
Yeah, they got bad advisors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are normal or who have normal incomes who got duped into this, who are just as deceived. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the fact that it's all about embezzlement and misrepresentation.
Mm-hmm.
If we remove the amount of money in this and just look at the action, then we find justice. If it's about the amount of money, then we're all going to be blurred.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he's got going. In the meantime, we're going to break.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
You bet, ho, 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 and I appreciate that. Frank and I go back a long ways. One of my original guests on my original program when I started, and he's been around ever since, and his name is embedded on the wall over here somewhere. It's there someplace, I know. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive and their Nissan division, yep, but all the Nissan stores, Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, Nissan, Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. I was up there the other day, shook hands with some brand-new car owners up there, made some new friends along the way. Very happy to see the people up there and that store doing extremely well. A beautiful, brand-new location. And if you're up there in Brooksville, check it out. You'll be glad you did. Now, Moss Nissan is famous for a couple of things. Number one, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military. That means all veterans. That means all first responders, whether or not you are members of the EMS area or fire department or police, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you. Now, don't forget, they have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's free oil changes and free tire rotations as well. $8,700 worth of stuff they give you right there at Moss on your new car purchase. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And I meant that, Frank. You know, you and I have been around for as long as radio was. No, I'm just kidding. We've been around for a long time, and we've had a great rapport. And people say to us, they go, my God, you know, you guys should have been on Fox or this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Well, actually, you were one time with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, let's see. We're getting back to a point where I had hair. You know, all the way back when O'Reilly still had a television show before all of his troubles over there. Yeah, we're going back. You and I go back over 20 years. It's a long time.
Yeah, and the way we got this all started was the fire department, because that was our first subject. We were talking about the fire department and talking about the World Trade Center, trying to make sense out of that.
Yeah, and that was... a lot of people. I remember the calls that we used to get during that beginning time. It was very interesting to try to figure it out from the vantage point of how we were doing it. So, part of history.
All right, let's go to the phone line here. We have got, I think I know who this is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I saw where they're... Those shipping containers in Arizona, they were putting them up on the border, and now the government has ordered them to take them down.
Well,
can they do that?
Yeah, they can. I'll tell you why. Tell you why in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah, and can Arizona? What happens if Arizona just says we ain't going to do it?
I can tell you why that will happen there too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, all right, thanks, Backgammon Bob. All right, number one, Frank, Arizona would have been fine had they moved the containers back off the right-of-way that the federal government has, and they were over the right-of-way. They decided to crowd it right up as close as they could, and by doing that, it was sitting partially on federal land. Had they not done that, there'd be no case to argue about. So, as a result, the federal government comes along, and Joe Biden and company, through a federal judge, amongst other things, say that, here's the deal. We're going to withhold your federal money for this, that, and whatever else until you move these things. So the governor realized he was between a rock and a hard place when it came to that, and he decided they're going to move them. But I would only move them back until they were off the right of way. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd put them on state land and say, go jump.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing that could be done here, and this is why the idea of tax dollars, federal tax dollars, being remitted from the individual to the federal government needs to be rethought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it's an outside-of-the-box thing to talk about because it just seems like you're moving from one government remittance to another. But the federal government gets to punish states should they try to enact nullification on something like this by withholding money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... Governors that want to invoke nullification over federal law need to reroute federal tax dollars from the individual to the states so the states can remit the federal tax dollars to the federal government in bulk. If you do that, then when the federal government says, we're not going to enforce the law, your state's going to have to suffer from an immigration policy that's allowing illegal entrance to come across your border with impunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to eat it and smile for at least 4 years because we don't care about the law. You can, a governor in conjunction with the state legislature can nullify that federal law and not get harmed because the federal government will use tax dollars to penalize the people of that state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no law. I mean, there's no reason why we can't, the state governments can say, yeah, you know, you have to pay your federal income taxes, but you really should only have to pay the federal income tax that's constitutional.
Yeah.
You know, we have to pay for our defense. It's in the Constitution. We must do that. So proportionately, the tax dollars that come from us, we have to remit that. But when it comes to things like bailing out California...
Mm-hmm.
Bailing out major cities like Chicago or New York with federal dollars, why should the people of Florida be penalized by that?
Mm-hmm.
If you reroute the remittance of federal income tax through the state so that it gets remitted in bulk and make that a constitutional amendment to state constitution, it's a game changer. It kind of leashes the federal government, puts it back into the into the realm it's supposed to be. And I'd like to get this idea out there, too. You know, we keep saying federal government, we talk about overreach and taxation and
right.
and border and all of these things about the laws.
Yep.
It's really not the entirety of the federal government. It's the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucracy exists in the executive branch. Congress is Congress. The Supreme Court is the Supreme Court. But this ever-expanding behemoth bureaucracy exists in an executive branch that in the beginning was supposed to be the smallest of branches of government because it was just supposed to execute the laws in an administrative way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't care, Frank, if they moved the damn things back a mile or two as long as they were still there.
You can put them 1 inch off of federal land.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you can invoke nullification, you can put it right on the border and tell the federal government to go scratch.
That's true. And we've been talking about that for how long?
Well, a couple of years now.
Yep. If people would just wake up and understand mm-hmm. that the states yeah, have the power to do it if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just got to protect that tax dollar. If you could do that, if a state is not dependent on the federal government to return the tax dollars that the state's citizens remit to the federal government, because that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
giving the money back, if they could say, we're just going to keep it in the first place and we'll remit what we owe as far as the Constitution is concerned, then the federal government can't penalize the states.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a caller on the line, so let me go over here. I think I know who this is. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, real fast, two comments. You guys are talking about this is great, and I heard you say over the last 4 years. Hey, this has been going on since 1965. That's the problem. You can blame LBJ, the war criminal, for it all.
Sure.
We had a perfect immigration system from 1924 to 1965, and the liberals back then, and yes, they were liberal nation wreckers too, brought this disastrous act in 1965. This is the root of the problem. And number two, I've got a real problem with the federal government being the largest landowner in the United States. That an insult in and of itself to me is un-American and communistic. Why should all this land be in federal hands? Thanks. Bye.
You know, there's another question, Frank. Why should the Chinese be allowed to buy land up in the North Dakota and whatnot?
They shouldn't. Every other country in the world understands that foreigners shouldn't be able to buy land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to go buy a house in the Bahamas. You could buy the house, you can't buy the land.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if the Chinese want to buy a building, that's great. The land stays in the ownership of the United States. That's ridiculous that we're allowing China to buy land.
All right, hold on, my friend. You're going to stick around for another segment. Frank and I will be right back. And if you want to opine, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. I'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere. No how. We shall come back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Millions of people are set to lose Medicaid coverage after the recently passed omnibus spending bill changed the health care program's enrollment rules. The coverage losses are expected because states that receive extra Medicaid funding under COVID relief bill had to agree to pause beneficiaries' eligibility verifications. The continuous enrollment in the state federal program for the low-income and disabled was set to end when the health emergency is over, presumably sometime in 2023. One of the worst blizzards in Buffalo, New York's history has claimed the lives of at least 14 people and brought dangerous winter weather to upstate New York. At least 13 souls died in Erie County, where some 12,000-plus customers, mostly in Buffalo, were still without power late Sunday. China's military sent around 70 warplanes and 7 ships in 24 hours around Taiwan on Sunday and Monday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team over there. And, of course, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they've been doing this for a long time. Now, I've been using their product for going on 9 years. And I'll tell you what, I use it for one simple reason. It works. And when I say it works, I mean it works. So as a result, we do what we do because of the fact that if a product does work, we're going to stick around. We're going to do what we can. And I'm telling you about it because I think you should have the opportunity to see what it can do for you, too. Now, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start is what it costs. All right, let's stop us here for a second. I'm trying to stop something. There we go. And I'm going to bring in Frank Silvato. Frank, I got a treat for you.
A treat? It must be Christmas.
Yeah, listen to this. Get this going. Anytime you're feeling, let's see.
Yeah, I've been kind of bad, but, you know.
Here it goes.
All I see is a typical drag queen.
Here we go.
She was at a Christmas party with Michelle Obama and Bill Gates. When Paul Pelosi gave her eggnog, she was back out on the streets like 98. She was wobbling on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
Donner and Blitzen coming fast. They plowed right through her like a freight train and put her on her big self-righteous ass.
There you go.
So the mama got ran over by a reindeer. Coming home from Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, God.
Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen.
Oh, jeez. Kamala got run over by a reindeer. How about that?
And she probably liked it, but I'm not going to elaborate on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I get where you're going. All right, well, let's talk about somebody else who kind of likes all sorts of stuff, and that would be Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is in the news again because they just hired an ex-Clinton lawyer, bracing for the investigation that's going to come from the GOP. By the way, did you see where the Biden corporation or whatever the hell they call it is located in the east wing of the White House?
Well, you know, there are no rules for the Bidens. And what was that? What was that hot mic moment at the very beginning? Nobody jacks with the Bidens,
right?
You know, he hasn't had fidelity to the law or the limitations of the Constitution or the ethics of his station since the beginning.
Yep.
So why should they care now? And we gotta reiterate this. It's not just a Clinton lawyer. Mm-hmm. It's the lawyer that Clinton used during his impeachment.
That's right. The eloquent The eloquent one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how many, you know, if Hunter is so innocent and he's got the FBI in his pocket, his father's made sure of that, so all of the evidence that the FBI has is probably going to find a shredder someplace, why would he have to lawyer up?
Well, you know, I got a question. He needs to lawyer up for one thing that I know he did, which he could go to jail for, a felony. He lied on his gun application.
Well, I guess he could sit in the cell with the CEO of FTX. I think both of them are going to be able to go and maybe vacation in Ukraine anytime they want to soon. I don't think a lot of stuff is going to happen either of them.
Nope.
You know,
that's the problem.
Anybody who thinks Hunter Biden's going to see anything about this, especially going into an election year in 2024, you're smoking something that's legal in a few different states, including Illinois now, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Well, you know, Rona McDaniel, you know who she is, right?
Yeah.
She is now answering criticisms and is explaining her attack on Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. They went after her. She went after them.
Well, she's getting heat from a lot of other places, too. Mm-hmm. And, well, she should. Not only has there been a poor stewardship of donated funds to the RNC, she's got five cycles where she didn't capitalize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, the Florida State GOP has decided not to endorse her for reelection to the RNC chair.
Yep.
And right now, the Florida RNC should be listened to quite well because they executed the best in the last election.
Yes.
You know, so Rona McDaniels, who happens to be related, you know, she's related to Mitt Romney, who is not the most incredible conservative on Capitol Hill. Her time should be up, and we should get someone who is very, very hungry, because the RNC needs to turn a corner. It cannot be status quo anymore. We've talked about this before. We've got to be competitive in every single way that the elections can be competitive. We can't just rely on make sure you get a sign in your yard and a bumper sticker on your car. Those days are over. The RNC has to learn how to capitalize on the digital world and how to capitalize on the loopholes and the fudge factors that the Democrats have put into place in the electoral process.
Mm-hmm.
If it's legal for the Democrats, it's legal for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been impressed with her tenure, and remember, the reason that she got in the first place is because Mitt Romney, as the candidate,
yep,
the Republican candidate for president, manhandled that appointment through, so she can go now.
Now, Steve Scalise, who is probably going to be the majority leader in the House, right?
Yeah, he'll be number two in the House.
Yep. He said yesterday, we need to change the budget process so the Senate can't ram through the omnibus that nobody can read.
I wholeheartedly agree. There should never be an omnibus anything. Never. Never again should there be an omnibus anything. Mm-hmm. There are 12 budgets. Each should stand on its own. As a matter of fact, let me go a little bit more extreme on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example of why we need to. There should never be anything but standalone legislation in either the House or the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
It puts everybody on a record with a vote. It gives them no excuse for having to vote for this because, well, it was included in the omnibus package bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why'd you vote for turtle tunnels, sir? Well, because it was in the defense spending bill, so we had to pass it. Standalone legislation.
Mm.
Back in the 1980s when Illinois had it, when Illinois was all Republican, every single executive branch was all Republican, the Senate was Republican, the House was Republican. Senate imposed standalone legislation, had a balanced budget, we were in the black, the pension funds were fine, and everything was thriving in Illinois. So standalone legislation works. There's no law that says you have to pass a budget in one bill.
Mm-hmm.
12 separate bills. Pass them. Do your job. And you know what? Suddenly you don't have earmarks if you don't have these omnibus bills.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fit anything in there. You can't just tack it on. You know, you want to control spending? Get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a text message here a few minutes ago from Jim in Phoenix, and he asked, he says, Captain, it's my understanding that we're sending money over to the Middle East to secure the borders of three Middle Eastern countries. Why aren't we securing our own border?
Because the Biden administration kneels at the altar of foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll notice that we weren't sending money to the Middle East to protect certain countries' borders.
Yep.
When we were energy independent.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need to kowtow to the Saudis, to kowtow to the Jordanians, to kowtow to any country in the Middle East because we didn't need their oil.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly people understand there's really no benefit for the United States to be pouring tens and hundreds of billions of dollars into the Middle East because we've got our own resources.
Okay.
We should return to that.
All right, here comes the music. It means I'm going to have to let you go, so I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And say hello to your mom for me. I know she always likes to listen, so Merry Christmas to her, too, and everybody else up there in the frozen tundra.
I will. Say hello, my friend, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you very much. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. We'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement.
If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, plus they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area, and you can give them a call to set up an appointment for service by calling 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So again, give them a call, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself. Going to be a busy weekend of football and stuff, Patrick Hyland. Aha. Aha, aha, aha. Listen to those people. Listen to those people. They're going nuts. The crowd's going wild. Okay.
What's happening, Captain? Good morning to everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. Greatly appreciate you tuning into the show and catching this segment. What a great game last night for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they did it again. That's what, three in a row.
Yeah, they're playing very well.
Wow.
Peterson is a great head coach for the Jaguars. What a great hire. He led the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl, and we'll see what he can do with this Jaguar organization. He has them playing good team football. Prime example, you know, the first series, Captain, the kid, Trevor Lawrence, went back to pass and didn't hold on to the ball too well and fumbled, and the Jets pounced on it. And then the Jaguar defense held them, though, in check and held them to a field goal. And that was the only points the Jets scored all night. So the Jaguars, after that 3-0 behind, scored 19 in a row to win the ball game, 19-3. New York bench, Zach Wilson, even brought in this kid who was just really a practice squad quarterback. That's how bad it was. But Jacksonville defense is a good defense. So keep that in mind. And it's kind of funny, Captain. Gardner Minshew was the quarterback of the Jaguars before they, you know, drafted Trevor Lawrence. So with his free agent contract, they were willing to let him go to the Jaguars. And the Philadelphia Eagles pounced on him. And thank goodness they did, because Gardner Minshew will be starting against the Dallas Cowboys, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a big game. They went in and clinched the division. And Jalen Hurts was hurt in the game last week, Captain. Something that definitely needs to get looked at. You know, we all both know football's a very physical game. But when you tackle somebody and you purposely drive them into the ground, that's unnecessary. And it's roughness. That's how you hurt people. That's how the guy's shoulder got pinned and jammed. That's why he can't play this week. I don't want to see that. There's enough fluke injuries out there, Captain, just running on the field or getting tackled in a funny way that people don't need to put added pressure on you to hurt you. That's just not what the game's about. So.
Say good morning to Flip.
Hey, Flip, good morning, man. He had a birthday recently.
Yes, he did.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, man.
He was 39. He was 39.
Yeah. Does a lot of great things down at the BFW post on Prescott, South Tampa. And just a great guy, man. Military guys like you and him, Captain, special people, brother. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I got to get over to that post one of these times. That's one of the posts I've not been to.
Oh, yeah, let's go together, Captain. They had a great toy drive a couple weeks ago. I went there. It was fantastic. A lot of the military guys, a lot of the bikers just doing a lot of cool things for the kids. So that's what it's all about. You know, you and I talked about sports. We talked about insurance. But, you know, it's all about giving back to the community, helping people out that aren't as fortunate as you. Anyway, getting back to sports, the Bengals clinched the playoff berth. Because the Jets lost, so since they'll be in the playoffs again, they had a great run last year to make the Super Bowl. Who knows what's going to happen this year? It looks like Buffalo's the team to beat, but in playoffs, anything can happen. And with anything can happen, Jim Harbaugh has confirmed that QB Huntley will start for the Ravens. That means Lamar Jackson will be starting against the Falcons this week again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to that's going to go down. And the Washington Redskins Commanders, unbelievable. The defensive end, Young, his ACL, he's finally back, Captain. What a great defensive end. If the Redskins can win the last, you know, three games, they have a shot to get into the playoffs. So with him coming back, that strengthens their chances. On a sad note, Captain, this guy was a good running back for the Denver Broncos, Hillman, and he had got an illness and he died at 31. Very sad. So our condolences to his family. It's just too young, man. It's just too young to die, Captain.
Wow.
So, you know. Trevor Bauer, okay, he's a hothead, but he's a heck of a pitcher, Captain. And he's been kicked out of baseball. Well, the independent arbitrator reinstated him. Just said, you know, he's going to get another chance. I hope he can keep his, you know, mental, you know, anger in check, because he's really a great pitcher. So we'll see what happens with him. And shoot, you know, I'll be talking spring training baseball here in a few weeks, Captain.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Should be
a lot of fun, you know, down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm. The doggone Pittsburgh Pirates.
We may have to figure out a way we can take in a game somewhere down there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Captain. We need to go check out the Pirates down there in Bradenton.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll play the Rays in one of them, you know, and maybe we'll catch the Rays down in Port Charlotte. So
could be.
That's a great It'd be a lot of fun. Well, Captain, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Ho, ho, ho.
You got it, man. And, folks, please be safe. Do a random act of kindness for somebody out there. And as most of you who listen to the show know, I'm in the insurance business, and I can help you out in Medicare, insurance, VA benefits. Just help that lady get her VA benefits, Captain, to give her some money every month because she was during the Vietnam era. So there's a lot of things I can do for folks if they'll call me and see if I can be of help to them, or I can lead them in the right direction to get the help they need. But obviously you have to call me, keep in contact with me, so we can get together for a cup of coffee, talk sports.
BR-589.
That was funny, Captain. 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Captain, look forward to seeing you at Mission Barbecue this upcoming Tuesday.
Yep, we'll be there with Brandon Rimes, your consumer quarterback.
There we go, my buddy. So it'll be a great day.
Now, he's the short quarterback. You're the tall quarterback.
There you go, man. He's the option guy. I'm the dropback.
Yeah, he had to stand on his toes to see over the line. You didn't have to.
There you go, man.
Now, I think he's listening, so we might have got him on that one.
There you go. That's funny. Well, Captain, God bless you, my friend. And,
yep.
I look forward to seeing you Tuesday, and have a great weekend and a Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Back to you and yours, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Patrick Hyland, our very good friend, and, of course, the insurance quarterback. He hosts a show here Sundays on this great radio station that I'm on, the flagship station, from 11 to 12, called The Sports Zone. And, by the way, go to Facebook, go over on the Facebook page. You can hear his podcasts over there. You can make comments over there about whatever it is that you hear or you want to talk about. And you can get the information on how to call the show and how to participate and be one of their Sports Zone people. So there you go. You can be a reporter wherever you're at. How's that? That works pretty good. Now, I got to do this before I run out of time, so here I go.
Merry Christmas, everybody! It's Santa Claus! When we're crossing the United States, we always listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. He's Rudolph's favorite from coast to coast. Merry Christmas, Captain! And to all, a Happy New Year!
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Santa Claus person. We appreciate that. And, of course, it is the season. Tis the season. Got New Year's coming up, you know, so got to be ready for that, too. You got Christmas, which is always a great time of the year, and then followed by New Year's, which is kind of the party time of the year, right? All right. I'll be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Christmas Eve. Yep, we'll be here. We'll have our guests with us. Yep. Hope we have you, too. The Captain's America Third Watch. I'll see you all tonight on the Radio. God bless America, everybody. Stay safe and Merry Christmas.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.